This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The parasha starts off, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Kidoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Alekechem, because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. And Rav Pam asks, what is the pasuk coming to teach us by saying, be holy, because Hashem is holy? What does that mean? And the answers, that people who do averus, who do wrong things, they make themselves feel good and elevate their self-worth by saying that I might have done something wrong, but look around. I'm not worse than the people around me. I might even be better than them. So they gauge their actions based on the people around them who do worse averus than them. So compared to them, I'm doing great. On this, the pasuk is telling us that your moral compass should not be measured by them, but rather in comparison to Hashem. Kidoshim tiyu, be holy. What's considered holy? Ki kadosh ani Hashem. Look at what Hashem is. Mahu rachum, af ato rachum. Mahu goymel chesed, af ato goymel chesed. Assess your actions based on the benchmark that Hashem has set, not based on the benchmark that people around you who are worse than you have set. But this is true regarding ruchnius. Strive to be like people who are more than you. However, when it comes to Gashmias, the correct way is to look at people who have less than you, who are below you. This way you will be Sameach Bechelkoi. We say in Oleinu, Bashamayim imahal v'al ha'oris mitochas. Bashamayim, when it comes to Shamayim, to heavenly things, to Ruchnias, mimahal, look at the people who are on a higher level than you. Strive to be like them. V'al ha'oris, when it comes to the mundane, the earthly matters, the Gashmias, mitochas, look at the people below you, the people who have less than you. This way you will always be happy. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says further on in Parashat Kedoshim, V'yohavto l're'acha k'moicho, love your friend as you love yourself. And Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva, who says regarding this Pasuk, Zeh klal godol b'Torah. This is a fundamental rule in the Torah, making it clear the tremendous value that is given to this mitzvah. On Purim, the Mishnah tells us that the Megillah is read on various days. Cities that have been surrounded by a wall since the days of Yeshua ben Nun read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Cities that are not surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Bnei HaKfarim, village people, will read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th of Adar. Ayin Shom in the first Mishnah in Megillah. I once heard a question regarding this. Purim is known as the Yontif of Achdus. Many things that we do on Purim are based on unifying Klal Yisrael. Mishloach Monos, we send portions to our friends. Matonis Lev Yoinim, we help out the poor. Sudas Purim, getting together for the Suda. These are all acts of Achdus. If that's the case, wouldn't it be more appropriate for a united Megillah reading? Why do we find on a Yontif that is steeped with acts of Achdus that the Megillah is read on so many different days, which seems to be separating Klal Yisrael and seems to be the opposite of the theme of the day? The answer is, if everyone is doing the exact same thing at precisely the same time in an identical fashion, that's not called true Achdus. That's a unity based on the fact that everybody is just doing the same thing. True Achdus is when one Yid can tolerate another Yid who is doing something different than him and nevertheless recognize that each person in his own unique way is fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. And that is represented by the reading of the Megillah on different days, on the Yontif whose theme is Achdus. I once heard a story illustrating this idea. In a yeshiva for boys who grew up non-religious, there was one boy who, before becoming frum, had gotten a tattoo on his chest, something which is usur by the Torah. When he decided on one Friday to go to the mikveh before Shabbos, he was mortified at the prospect that somebody would see his tattoo. So as he walked to the mikveh, he crossed his arms over his chest in order to cover the tattoo. As he approached the mikveh, the floor was a little bit wet, and he slipped. And in order to catch himself, he threw out his arms, uncovering the tattoo. Although this boy wasn't injured, he realized that everybody was staring at him because now his tattoo was revealed. There was this alter yid that was standing there, who approached him and stuck out his arm. The boy thought that maybe this yid just wanted to help him up. But he was speechless when the alter yid said to him, "Don't be embarrassed. I have a tattoo also on my arm," showing him the tattoo that the Nazis imprinted on his arm. Two yidden, very different types of tattoos, but bonded together, even with their differences. The Abtei Rav, who was known by the title of his sefer, Oyev Yisrael, he was known as the Oyev Yisrael, because he was very meticulous in the mitzvah of loving every single Jew. He said that there's a remez in every single parsha to this mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kameicha. Someone who was there heard this and said, okay, so where is the remez in Parshas Balak? So the Abtei Rav responded, now that's pretty obvious. The name Balak is Rosh Teves. Vez is Ve'ahavta, Lamed L'Reacha, Kuf Kameicha. The Hasidim were perplexed, asking the Rav, Ve'ahavta begins with a Vav, and Balak begins with a Vez. Kameicha begins with a Chaf, and Balak ends with a Kuf. The letters don't match. And the Abtei Rav answered, that's exactly the point. If you want to have real, true Ahavas Yisrael, you must overlook the small differences between Yidden. Vav, Vez, Kof, it's all the same when it comes to Ahavas Yisrael. So certainly the Abtei Rav knew how to spell V'yahavta L'Reacha Kameicha. He just wanted to make the point that to have Ahavas Yisrael, one must be flexible, the same way the name Balak can represent V'yahavta L'Reacha Kameicha.